It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
103.9985, mypigradio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible Millway with three locations to serve you. They've got one in Ashdown in Little River County. They got one in Wake Village, and they've got, of course, the original on Arkansas Boulevard. Hey, it's time for our friends, our guests from the community today, and there's some of our favorite friends coming from Harvest Texarkana. It's Camille and Jennifer.
Yay!
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to have you guys back in here.
Thanks for having us. It's been a little while
since you was in here, but big event going on tonight,
or this evening, is what I understand. What you got going on down there?
We've got both Texarkana mayors and city officials coming in for a little friendly competition, a box packing contest to get ready for our mobile pantry for the Texarkana area next week.
All right, so the mayors, who are very competitive to begin with.
And staffers, probably.
You got Bob Brueggemann on the Texas side, Alan Brown on the Arkansas side. They're very Texas, very Arkansas. They're very competitive.
Right.
And their staffs are, too.
Yep, I would be.
We're saying friendly, but...
Yeah. Right, I heard that at the Arkansas board meeting this past Monday that Mayor Brown said... We are not going to lose this thing. He informed his board that they better bring their A game.
Yeah.
Right.
He's kind of drawn the line in the sand. Exactly. We are not going to lose this. So we'll see how it goes. But the main thing is they're going to be at a frenzied pace to get those boxes packed, which will help you guys out and help those people in need. So it's a great thing.
That's right. So it's all in the name of hunger relief for our last mobile pantry for the Texarkana area for this year.
All right. So when's the...
What's the exact date?
Yeah, the day that's going to happen after tonight's big event.
It's actually going to be next Wednesday, the 16th.
Okay.
And, just like the previous events, we will start distributing boxes at 8 a.m.
Uh-huh.
through 12 noon or till we run out of boxes.
Right.
And this is mainly for people in our Texarkana area.
Yeah, in our geographic area.
It is. We really encourage people who are outside of the Texarkana area to contact us or to look at our website for the resources that are close to them, the pantries that are in their county.
Right.
And that's for two reasons. Number one, because we do have resources in all 10 of our counties, and we would hate for someone to come in from two counties away and wait in line and then for us to run out of food. That doesn't do anyone really any good. It doesn't help them, and it doesn't help maybe the family behind them that was from the Texarkana area.
Right. And so we're going to segue into volunteers. You need volunteers to pack boxes and then the day of the event.
So start first with the volunteers to pack
the boxes.
Yes. Yeah. Jennifer, you want to stick on volunteers?
Sure. We take volunteers, we heavily rely on volunteers anyway, all throughout the year.
Right.
They help us pack boxes for our mobile pantries, for our backpack program, for our senior programs, but we especially are relying on volunteers to help prepare us for this mobile pantry. We distribute at our Texarkana mobile pantry, we distribute 3,000 boxes to
Fantastic.
Individuals and families, and we could not do it without the help of volunteers because, we're a small staff at Harvest, and so we have to have the help of volunteers in our community to help us do it. We can take volunteers. We're open from 8 to 5.
Right.
If we have someone who's an early bird and wants to come in and do it before they go to work, our warehouse is actually open at 6 a.m. So, if you want to come in and get... knock out some boxes early in the morning, you're welcome to do that. We also need volunteers the day of.
We
anticipate serving around 1,000 people. So that's people, directing traffic.
Yep.
Exactly. That's, we need people directing traffic, having people come through, helping open trunks, loading those boxes in, getting people in and out. We've really gotten this down to a great exact science, but
Perfect.
We do that because we have so many people there helping us that day.
What they need to do if they want to volunteer either for the packing of the boxes or the day of.
Who should they call?
Yeah.
They can really just call our main number.
Okay.
And say that they are interested in volunteering, and anyone there can take their name and information and guide them to where they need to go the day of.
And is it better to reserve a spot, say, hey, I would like to come in at 2 o'clock on Friday, because then you can make sure that social distancing and all that.
Right. It's, it's better to give us a heads up just
right.
so that we can prepare a spot for you.
Right.
Obviously, you know, we've got our warehouse guys in there working as well. So we just want to make sure that we have room for you so that we can provide adequate social distancing for you, you know, and make sure that we can have a spot on the conveyor line for
right.
you and make sure that we keep everybody safe in the warehouse.
Right.
All
so
right.
Church
so we
groups?
Will continue
yep.
this
okay.
discussion.
Sorry, I was going on a roll.
I know you were getting on a roll, but the old clock on the wall said we got to go.
Okay.
But we'll continue this discussion in just a little bit. We got more of the best and most country coming up on The Pig. Stay with us. Trace Adkins on The Pig. Every light in the house is on the 103.9985 mypigradio.com. The Morning Show brought to you by Millway Credit Union, stronger, smarter, sensible Millway. And this would be the local news time brought to you by DeLauder's,
yeah.
your family grocery store since 1977. Kyle DeLauder and the crew out there, they're your family-owned grocery store. They got a great meat market, and they got the weekly specials on beverages and groceries that sometimes are a little unbelievable, but they are real.
Right. Don't forget about the cheesecake.
Yep. Check it out at their Facebook. But we're going to skip the news this time because we've got Camille and Jennifer from Harvest Texarkana in here. Talking about helping out people in need, and next Wednesday the 16th, we're going to have that drive-through where the people can drive through and get the boxes.
And that's the last one for this year,
last one
correct?
For this year, obviously, since it's mid-December.
It is.
Might not be obvious.
It is the last mobile pantry that we're doing for the Texarkana area. You're correct about that. But I will say, it is not the last opportunity for people in the Texarkana area to get assistance.
Right.
By any means. We have so many wonderful church pantries that work with us and get their food through us and partner with us and other organizations. So there are a lot of other ways for people to get assistance and get the food that they need
right.
This month. This is just, you know, this was our way to respond to the high increase in need.
Fantastic. Uh-huh. I appreciate everything you guys do, and I know that you change lives. And don't feel bad reaching out and getting help, because that's the biggest strength is to ask for help.
Absolutely. And, you know, if anything, 2020 has taught us that really, you know, hunger and food assistance and any kind of assistance is just, it's not something we're removed from anymore. No,
no.
one can say that they don't know anyone
right.
who's had to have assistance.
Right.
And I think that really brought the need to the forefront. And, you know, no longer was it a hidden hunger need.
No. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. Reach out
Absolutely.
And get help.
Yep. And as you talked about on the Facebook Live, the donated dollar, you can kind of take
oh
that
my gosh,
further than
yeah.
what if I brought you some canned goods, you can get more canned goods just by me giving you the money.
Absolutely. And of course, I mean, all of it is appreciated.
Uh-huh.
You know, we accept food donations. We appreciate food donations. But we can stretch a dollar to where it actually equals 5.5 meals. And that is actually Feeding America's formula. When they come in and our auditors come in and they look at all of our costs and all of the food that we're donating out, and our expenses, that's the result that they give us. So, you know, we're going by their numbers, and so we really make a dollar stretch by using low-cost vendors that work with nonprofit food banks,
right.
By seeking out food that is out, you know, other places in the country where we can get it very, very inexpensively, but we can, you know, just pay the transportation to bring it in sometimes.
Right.
So we're constantly, I'm just so proud of my staff. They do a great job of seeking those vendors and donations out there that we can then bring into our community.
All right. And going back to the event on the 16th, it will be at the Four States Fairgrounds. It'll be a drive-through, very COVID-friendly.
Yep, absolutely. We ask people not to get out of their vehicles.
Right.
Please stay in your vehicles. We have plenty of volunteers to help load vehicles. That's why we're doing this.
Right.
And we have plenty of help of people popping trunks and loading up truck beds.
Yeah.
And so this, you know, and it helps things move along smoothly. We really want this to flow so that we can get to as many families as possible.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.